welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day
423. And I've lost count. Jonathan.
Mike's lost it.
Jonathan, what the heck is that?
Oh, let me have a look.
Go and look in the chat.
What's he done in the chat? Yo, obviously.
It looks like an Excel formula.
Is it a wink with a moustache?
No, it's a typo.
Oh, come on, I was having fun with that one. Don't be mean. Oh, good grief. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Renee. Hello, Simon. Early in tonight. Not being chased by a herd of rampaging cows, are we? Just asking. Wouldn't be the first time. Oh, you don't think it's happened on Marooned before? Oh, what hasn't?
Us being late or he's making a typo.
We're not late. We were bang on 7 o'clock in the UK.
It's International Nurses Day today.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But we've done medical, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah.
We have. We won't be doing that again.
No.
Not so soon, anyway. Yes. Have we got a theme? Because we were still pondering.
We were asynchronously pondering. I've forgotten what it is, so I'm going to look what I wrote.
You'll never live the cow incident down.
I know what it is.
You won't, Simon. You won't. And wasn't there another incident a long while back that involved a deer that came careering down a hill next to you and ran in front of the car? I vaguely remember that one. Don't let Simon near wildlife. Or wildlife near Simon, depending on how you look at it.
Like, don't let Maya near ducks.
Is anyone else still getting recording rooms? Jonathan, don't start, boy. I'm behind. Doesn't Tracy let me know about it? When I get a chance to do them, I will do them. I promise. But I'm in the middle of this course, and like I said...
No, I think he means he's listening to the recordings. Jonathan, refresh. Not that he should need to.
Well, he shouldn't need to refresh. I'm sure that's not at all what he meant, but never mind. Let me know what you meant and we'll sort it out. Oh, Simon, I'll have to get Mrs. T to dress as a nurse
to celebrate.
We are live because
I can hear it.
That might go down well, on the other hand, it might not. I'd be very careful with that one, Simon, unless you were prepared to dress up in scrubs yourself. A scrub's quite the same as a nurse's outfit, though. There's just something about a nurse's outfit, isn't there?
He wants us to do the first 3 minutes again. He did miss it. Right, well, the first thing I said, Johnny, was what was that you typed in the chat with the square bracket?
And I said it looked like a wink with a moustache.
And I said it was an Excel formula.
Yes.
That's the first 3 minutes done.
There you go, Jonathan. So you know, I was saying congratulations.
It was all fast round up.
that you were first in. And then we got talking about Mrs. Simon in a nurse's outfit. And Simon, he's being chased by cows, which will be the least of his problems if Mrs. Simon doesn't take to the nurse's outfit. Ah, right. So you're all up to date. I don't know why you would have to refresh to get us live, because it should just automatically switch. Tell you what, you need to keep refreshing then. Should we put it in the chat in the future that we're live and then hit say refresh just in case? Because we don't want any problems, do we? Simon wants Mrs. Simon to wear a nurse's outfit. Do I ask why? It's International Nurses Day. Obviously, there is a completely rational reason for all of this. Which on MacBytes is quite unusual if you think about it. But this time there is. But that's not what Simon's saying. No, Simon's saying it's just random, wanton, lewd behaviour. The trouble is, if Mrs. Simon... Sorry about that, Simon. If Mrs. Simon said, oh, yes, Simon, absolutely, and then got you in the mood, as it were, and what if she turned into a real nurse and started taking temperatures and things the vet's way? So be careful what you wish for, Simon. It might actually happen. Title for the show right there. What random, wanton, lewd behaviour. I shall put that in. Or should I put in Simon's random, wanton, lewd behaviour? I think I might actually have to attribute that to Simon. But that would work well, wouldn't it? Let's get back to where I was. Do you know this new dashboard's working so well? It's terrifying. Terrifying. But I like it when it works well. Right, there we go. It's in as a title. Right. So when I was trying to explain about the fact that I'm a little bit behind with the recordings, that's not at all what Jonathan meant. So never mind. Forget that. Forget I mentioned it. Right, you're in there. Amazing. I had a 5 o'clock, and this 5 o'clock was supposed to be for an hour. Then he said it'll have to be 90 minutes. I thought that's fine. And he was still yakking. He's literally only just stopped. So I missed the last 10 minutes of that. So I'll have to catch up on catch up, won't I? Right, let's stop that. Oh, why is things moving? Crying out loud. If things could just work. Right, let's try that. Fingers crossed. Right, I've lost the chat now. Right, I'm back. Oh, she might have you act like George Clooney. Yeah, put some of those pictures up. Doesn't bother Kim to refresh. Just want to let you know you needed to do it. Yeah, you shouldn't need to do it. Maybe they've changed something again. I can't keep up with it. How do you act like George Clooney? Because we've seen the pictures. In Simon's youth and George Clooney's youth, couldn't separate them. Could possibly have been one and the same. It was the hair. Danny has a new Hawaiian shirt. Oh, has he been testing Hawaiian pizza? So what have you all been doing? I have been rushed off my feet with sessions. Today was going to be... Wednesdays are usually a quiet day. today, no. I started off with one session, and before I'd opened my eyes, I'd ended up with three. And I've just put one on the wrong calendar, so Mike thought he had a 9 o'clock. But he hasn't. Oh, bless him. Oh, I thought that was a shirt. No, Mike, it's fine. Walk away. Leave it alone. And what else? Well, let's have a look at my calendar. It's chaotic at the moment. And they're all the wrong colours, and heaven knows what else. Yes, I had a 2 o'clock that didn't happen. But it's all right, because they'll send me a recording of that. And I had two that aren't on the calendar, and the calendars are still... Is anybody else, number one, using Google Calendar? And number two, is weird stuff happening? Because I've got calendars that I know at some point were working. They must have been. And then they disappear. And then they come back. And then they disappear. You know, and it's been doing this for a couple of days. So it's not a 5 minute thing. Oh, and I'll have to have Mike tell you about it. Mike had an hour's session that I think ran for about an hour 15 that was a dress rehearsal. Oh, so I'll have him tell you about that. And then I think it's quite quiet until... No, not 9 o'clock. There we go. 11 o'clock. So I think I might get 5 minutes rest today, which is highly unusual. Oh dear, oh dear. You can only close two buttons on the shirt. Is he wearing something underneath? Let me know. He's gotten 170,000 subscribers in a month or so. And ever so polite. Oh, we're all terribly polite in Britain. Terribly polite. So come on, what have you all been up to? You must have been up to mischief, surely. Unless everybody's on holiday. Are we all thinking about holidays? You know, it heading rampantly towards June. Boris and his cronies are thinking about holidays. Me? Less so. Less so thinking about holidays. Let's have a look. Let's have a look what is going on in the world. Oh, yes, we're going to have a COVID inquiry. Yeah, you know those stories that are like, really? Really? Yes, we're going to have an inquiry into the COVID thing. Because lessons could have been learnt. I thought, well, if Boris had locked us all down, we wouldn't be in the mess we are today. Another one that I saw that I thought, I did a triple check and I thought, no, I've read that wrong. Who remembers the Bosnian Serb guy, Karadzic? Isn't it Radovan Karadzic or something like that? Let's have a look at his name. Radovan Karadzic. He's 75 now and he's been in jail for 5 years. He got 40 years for war crimes, but he appealed and it went up. So he has a lifelong sentence. Apparently, he's in Holland at the moment. And he's coming to Britain. And I thought, what is this, a tour of Europe? He's coming to Britain to go to jail. And I thought, but he's already in jail. Why are they sending him on a tour of Europe to go to jail? And interestingly, and it was like the one question that wasn't asked or answered, who's paying for this? Because if he's in a British jail, I've got a sneaking suspicion it's going to be the British taxpayer. We're not even in Europe anymore. We Brexited. And we're still getting this guy coming over. What's all that about? I have no idea. Yes, he's with Renee at the moment, but we can have him. Thank you. It's a bit like the pass the parcel that you don't actually want, isn't it? I just can't fathom why move him. Who actually put him away and where was he supposed to be? But he's to serve the rest of his life sentence in a British jail. Are we some kind of dumping ground or what? I really, unbelievably. Oh, hello, Anthony. We're pondering how come we're getting Radovan Karadžić on a free transfer from Holland. But Renee's glad to see the back of him. I'd be glad to see the back of him. I don't even know if he's landed yet. But I don't understand that. Why? He's been transferred to a UK prison from a UN detention unit in the Netherlands. But there's no explanation as to why. And I was just wondering why. I mean, it's not like we've not got prison overcrowding to start with. But I can't fathom why. Did you see the video of the guy who was convicted of war crimes? He gives a speech, then takes poison. Oh, I did. Yeah, and he was like, they didn't know what was happening, did they? And he collapsed. Are you heading off out, girl? Yes, take Daddy outside before it rains, because it looks like that kind of day here. Same question, why the Netherlands? Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is he some kind of like reverse birthday present? You know, the one you don't want. Why would we be taking him? Where? Who's funding it? Why now? So many questions. And typical with the BBC. So few answers. Let's see if there's some at the bottom. There's some analysis by a guy called James Landale, who's a diplomatic correspondent. And it says that Britain was involved in the Hunt trial and conviction. And now he's taking responsibility for enforcing the sentence handed down to him. But this is like, he's like a hot potato and nobody particularly wants him, which I can understand. One of the young lawyers, this is 2008, who drafted the legal procedure to transfer Karadžić was a certain Dominic Raab. Foreign Secretary. Yes. And ultimately agreed to the request from the UN that the former Bosnian Serb leader should serve out his term in a British jail. So it was the UN who wants him here. Officials say the reason the UK agreed is because he's on the list of UN members willing to... Because it is on. So the UK are on the UN members list willing to detain those found guilty of global crimes. It wished to show its continued support for the international rule-based order. There you go. Here's the line. The UK will bear the costs of Karadžić's detention. There are no words. There are no words. There's a suggestion I could make there, but it may prove to not be overly popular. But in this case, couldn't we bring back the death penalty? It'd be cheaper. I know he's 75, but you know, can you imagine he lived another 25 years? This is not good. Oh, dear. But any decision about whether he's released before his death would be a matter for the UN authorities in The Hague. Well, why don't they take him back to The Hague then? There's an idea. He's not the first foreign national convicted of war crimes to have been held in a UK prison. Five men convicted of war crimes by tribunals from the former Yugoslavia have been sent to British high security prisons in the past. These include, you couldn't make this up. These include former Bosnian Serb general, and do forgive the pronunciation here, Radislav Krstić, who was stabbed by three Muslim prisoners in Wakefield jail in 2010 in apparent retaliation for Srebrenica. He was then sent to Poland. This really is past the parcel, isn't it? The UK also offered to jail the former president of Yugoslavia, Slobodan Milosevic, when he was on trial in The Hague on charges of crimes and genocide. But he died in 2006 before legal proceedings were completed. Well, that saved a bob or two then, didn't it? There are no words. But yes, so our taxes are going to good use, I see. Not. I know they've got to be jailed. But we need, you know what we need to do, don't you? You remember that island that we found, that house? There was a couple of them off the coast of the south coast of England near Portsmouth. Like a little island of its own. And we were going to build our little commune there. The Matbites commune. Maybe we could just shove them in there with no boats and leave them to it. Maybe we can euthanize. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We could take him to the vets and say, you know, he's not what he was. Bye. They must have a rotor system. Pass the Nazi. It's sung to the tune of Pass the Dutchie, I assume. That could also be a title for the show. Oh, so many options. I don't know if there's a rotor system. I mean, I appreciate if you're... Surely, wouldn't it be better for the countries involved that he serves his term out where he did the crime? Do they not want him? Are they not trusted? What's going on? I didn't know we had the other guy here. And then it's kicking off in jails, which is putting other people at risk. Unbelievable. Oh, dear, you know what we're like in here. Anything goes. War criminal to smooth criminal. I know they've got to be tried and that's absolutely fine, but passing them around like a parcel and sending a bill with it is a bit much. That is a bit much. I think if it was my country and somebody had committed war crimes against it, I would want them in our jail. I just think that's as it should be, but clearly not. Put them in the correct jail, you don't have to worry about the death penalty. That's true. May I suggest the one in Glasgow? They have their own justice up there and it seems to work quite nicely. Oh, there was a story a while back, maybe 5-6 years ago, and it was in Northern Ireland. And it was after the peace treaties and stuff, which obviously things aren't good there now, but it was in the peaceful years in Northern Ireland. And it was some little village. And they get up in the morning and they find this guy, tarred and feathered, tied to a lamppost. And it was like, oh, naughty. Anyway, it turned out he'd been kiddie fiddling. And some, either the remnants of some organisation, shall we say, who basically runs the town, but it's not like in the open as much anymore, had meted out some justice to him. So the police were on the trail, weren't they? Right, you know, give us all the information you've got. And people who like lived right outside this lamppost, but you know, next to this lamppost, like, no, didn't see a thing. No, I was watching the telly. What was on? No idea, but I was watching the telly. They could not get one person to give any clue as to who had done this. But when the thing came out that, you know, it was for kiddie fiddling, you're like, well, if you'd have arrested him for it, he wouldn't have been out there being tarred and feathered, would he? But no one turned a hair. And I thought, to some degree, and I know that kind of justice, naughty, naughty, but if nobody else is doing anything else, can't the authorities understand that people will turn a blind eye to it? Because that's justice. Oh. Right, what's going on in here then? You pass the Dutchies all the time on the highway. That's great, Renee. Oh, an Asian jail. Oh, what was that series that was on with Nicole Kidman when she was really young? Bangkok Hilton. Oh, it was terrifying, that. Absolutely terrifying. Who was the police officer who kicked an ex-footballer in the head so hard he had shoelace prints in his head? He can handle a transfer. That's not funny. I don't remember that one. All the talk at the moment is the Dalian Atkinson thing. Dalian Atkinson being a footballer for Aston Villa, late 80s, early 90s. I'm not sure what the issue was in terms of why the police were called. I don't know if he had mental health issues or something. But the police turned up, I think there was three of them, and they tasered him. But they tasered him for three times the length of time they were supposed to. And now they're up in court. He died. And they're up in court about it. you know, and coming on the back of the George Floyd thing, not a good time to be up in court for attacking a suspect, is it? Don't think that's finished yet. But yeah, there's lots of that goes on, isn't there? Oh, a Peru. You know, this is beginning to sound like, what was that series? Prison Break. Oh, it's a red dentist stick from Kim. Come on. Lula.
Who's got it?
I've got it. Come on. Oh, there we go. She's settling down nicely with that. Shall I get that cable out of your way, girl? The place looks like a bomb has hit it, seriously. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7 hard drives sat on the desk. 7 SSDs stacked on top of one another. Trying to work out why the new USB hub is not working on the Mac. It's working on the 2012 MacBook Air. If that machine ever breaks, I am so without a paddle. Because every time I think I'll just transfer this from one drive to another, I'll put it on and say, oh, it's not working. I'll get my 2012 MacBook Air out. If that ever stops working, I am done for. Won't be transferring anything to anywhere. So I need to fix that. Oh, Dean never saw Prison Break. First series was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It was a little bit, you know, stretching reality. Almost a breaking point. But it was, the entire series had clearly been thought out in hand. And it was really good. Subsequent series I didn't think were as good, but the first series was brilliant. So you watch the first series and then leave it alone.
I never saw Prison Break.
I think you'd have liked it. It was a little bit like 24, but there's some great acting in it, and the storyline itself, like I say, it was stretched to the nth degree, but it kind of worked because of the acting, I think. We start treating all mental health issues by beating the out of people. We truly lost as a society. True. I don't know what the issue was with him. I mean, when he was a player, he was a gentleman. So like I say, I don't really know what happened with him. But I guess for them, it's a threat to them. So to them, it may have been, seemed appropriate, but not three times what you're supposed to do, because you can't do that these days. Right, let's have a look at that from Simon. I will go and have a look at that link. Right, hang on. Oh, Simon enjoyed Prison Break Season 1. It was good, wasn't it? The thing was, when it got to the end, I'm like, well, what could they do with Series 2? But you know what they're like. If Season 1 was so well received, there'd got to be a Season 2. By the time we got to Season 3, it was like shark jumped. But you know, like, I'm invested in this now. I've watched the first two series. I've got to see it out to the end. But no, Season 1 was great. Let's go and have a look at that link from Simon. You're not a threat when you're down and handcuffed. That is true. I don't know if he was he down and handcuffed? In which case, there's no need for that. But let's have a look. I always remember him as a very quiet guy. Oh, I don't know what happened after that. Gosh, is it 5 years ago? Wow. I wouldn't have said more than 2. 7 times longer than the standard 5-second deployment. I mean, even 5 seconds is quite a while if you sat and counted it out. But did he have some kind of heart problem, or did they? Was it actually just purely the fact that they tasered him for 33 seconds? 33 seconds is even longer. I will read all of that. Good grief, that's quite long. I will read all of that. But it's sad. Sad, whatever the circumstances were. You know, because you remembered back to his playing days. Say that. 1992. He was playing for Villa. I'm sure he played at Old Trafford, didn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, I remember thinking he was a good player.
Yeah, because people were saying he was Ron Atkinson's son.
Oh, God, I remember that. Wasn't that Karen Brady?
Could have been.
Karen Brady became Birmingham CEO, aged about 23. First female. But basically, she was put in place because she worked for Sullivan. Is it David Sullivan?
Yeah, David Sullivan.
Who's a porn magnate. Don't ask. So she's put in charge. And she does...
Likes a game of chess, you mean?
Yeah. She did a good job, you know. But it was like the gimmick was, oh, and she's a female. Anyway, being... MD or CEO or whatever you'd like to call it of a football club, chairman, whatever, you got invited into like the chairman's lounge at away games. So she rocks up at this particular game and says, it must have been to Villa, mustn't it? And yeah. She said, is Dalian Atkinson Ron Atkinson's son? Or to the effect of, it must be nice having your son playing here. Now, if you're in the UK, you're probably laughing your little socks off right now. Dalian Atkinson is black. Ron Atkinson, definitely not. Ron Atkinson used to be a commentator who has not seen the light of day since using the N-word on microphone. It was an accident in terms of, I mean, not an accident that he said it, but
he didn't know the mic was on.
He didn't know the microphone was on. But you don't say that anyway. And the thing was, until then, he had a fantastic reputation for taking on black players when it wasn't trendy. So when he worked at West Brom,
yeah, the
wasn't
three
it?
Degrees.
He had three black players, and you know, they became England players.
Cyril Regis, Brendan Batson, and another. Well, I'll look up in a minute. Talking of female footballers, Casey Stone is leaving United.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's the manager of the ladies' team. Why did she get sacked?
No.
Well, why is she going then?
It's time to move on.
Well, you're going to get a job as big as United?
Well, I don't know. It didn't say.
She's not after the England job, is she, when Neville leaves?
I thought they'd got somebody.
Well, I can't see why you'd leave United, though.
No.
That seems idiotic. But never mind. So, yeah, she got ridiculed a lot for the fact that, you know, no, they're non-related. But he kind of burnt his bridges in terms of commentating after that. I mean, you just can't say it. And yeah, you know, his defence was, that's the kind of language that they used. I mean, how old is he now?
Tensions between manager and the club have been building for a while, and training facilities were part of that. The training moved from Lee Sports Village to Carrington after concerns were raised about injuries that have hampered United's season.
Maybe she don't like the Glazers. Oh, well. I'm sure we'll find somebody. Hello, Tony! Let me have a look at that.
At Carrington, the squad had to fit around the men's schedule, which was one of the reasons she decided against running the team from there.
There's enough pitches there. Yeah, I've got the message about unavailable in your country. What country can we see it in? I'll leave it open and try my VPN later and see if we can do anything with that. Do you know, I could do with about a month off, Mike, with no sessions, no nothing, just to catch up. Obviously, a week in after that, I'd be a month behind again. But it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
They finished fourth, missing out on Champions League qualification, something Stoney has said she would consider a personal failure.
Oh.
In other words, they lost the league.
I know where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I promised them that you would share the adventures of your live, what's it?
What?
Dress rehearsal.
Oh, the dress rehearsal.
I haven't even heard about the dress rehearsal yet.
Dress rehearsal was fine. I rocked up, logged in.
You're in charge, aren't you, on tech?
Well, there's four of us in charge on the tech.
Too many cooks and all that.
Gurin logged in.
Oh, well done.
They all logged in. It was the rehearsal for Friday, which is where there's a number of workshops. They're talking about marketing. They're talking about various other things. The president, we played a bit of the president's video, and he decided he's going to redo it. That's the Grand Poobah, the incoming.
Yeah, the incoming Grand Poobah.
Incoming Grand Poobah.
Fair enough.
We had a bit of a chit-chat. Jill's microphone was rubbish.
Oh, dear.
Until she realised that she was using the internal one. And then she swapped to the USB one.
Easily done.
Yeah. And I think that was about it. We've got another one tomorrow.
I'm checking here.
Because that one was... tomorrow's is covering Saturday and today's was covering Friday. And we've got a lunchtime one tomorrow. Oh, that's what I need to tell you. It's quite funny. Yeah, I've got lunchtime on tomorrow but I can't make it because we've got a team meeting. Yeah. So this, if you don't know what we're talking about, a week on Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. A week on Friday and Saturday, it's the Catenians National Conference. And every year, it's been face-to-face, although they cancelled last year. So this year, they've decided to do it via Zoom. So I was handpicked, along with four other people, to form a technical team. And we're basically sitting in the background and running it from a technical point of view. We're facilitating it. We're not actually grand poobahs of the whole thing. So we've asked the people who have registered, and I think there's about 700 people registered, which is probably about twice the number that they get face-to-face, isn't it? So we've asked the people who registered if they want to log in on tomorrow lunchtime and Saturday morning. We're having a little rehearsal to make sure they can log in, because although we use Zoom for the meetings, this is Zoom webinar, not Zoom meeting, and there is a difference. This is where they can't see their friends. So I've had a phone call and I've had an email from two people from Brooklyn Circle to tell me that they can't make it on, or one said I can't make it on Saturday because we're going away.
A holiday's a thing.
Well, if you're going in your caravan, which gives it away as to
who it is,
then I'm sure you can socially distance. And the other one, whose initials are DA, who you know, is putting up a light for his son and can't make it tomorrow. So is it okay if he does the Saturday one? You know, I don't need to know the reasons why you can't make it. TMI, as we say. So, yeah, that was my meeting. What was the Zoom meeting that got hijacked that you were watching, Elaine?
Yes, I've just put it in. It was a Rome Believers session.
Oh yeah.
And we were hijacked.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, didn't
we?
I?
Were Zoom-jacked. The thing was, it wasn't towards the end.
Out of the corner of my eye, I said, have you seen that that's on screen?
I turned round to say something to Mike and he was staring at the screen over my shoulder and his eyes came out on stalks. And I turned round and, well, there's no describing it, is there?
I thought it was part of the presentation. I thought you were saying, you know,
think egg
you could use Rome for porn.
You could use Rome for what you like, but not in the demo. Anyway, it was because, you see, there's a practical reason. Somebody had shared the link and the password was encrypted into the link so anybody could get in. Oh, don't ask, it was terrible.
That's another thing. A couple of weeks ago, I didn't join in because I was busy, but on a Saturday morning, there was an international rosary. So basically, a prayer meeting, a Catenian prayer meeting. And the technical team decided that it would be good, from their point of view, if they could host the prayer meeting, instead of on Zoom meeting, on Zoom webinar, because that would give us a chance to try something for real. And a few people didn't have the link. So the guy who was leading this prayer meeting said, oh, I'll just post the link in the WhatsApp group. The thing was, it was the panelists link, not the participants link. So there's like 100 people, well, about 30 people logged in with the name of this leader. And you can't make them down. You can't demote them to be an attendee because they'd logged in using the panelist link.
You see, this is why
you can promote somebody who's an attendee to be a panelist if they've logged in with an attendee link, but not the other way around.
You see, people think it's so easy, and it's not. I mean, some of the stuff I've seen. I'm on sort of 6-7 sessions a day, and these people have had training in Zoom. Not a clue what they're doing. Not a clue. Yeah, everyone did. You know, there was a time when what Mike and I did was like, oh, you do online conferencing. Oh, my God, that's so amazing. I couldn't do that. And it kind of shifted at the beginning of the lockdown to, oh, yeah, you just play in Zoom all day and anybody can do that. And I spent the last 14 months watching people do just that. Not a clue. I'll tell you a good one that happened to me today. This was an unusual one. I'd registered for a Zoom meeting and I'd got the standard email that says click here at the appointed hour and you da 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 da. So at the appointed hour, fair enough, I clicked it and I got this message. So it did take me into Zoom and it did put the little dialogue box up and said, do you want to test your microphone and stuff? But the message was the host. Now, the host is the person whose meeting it is. Yeah. So it's not me. The host is currently in another meeting.
I've had that a few times.
And you can't do anything. You've just got to sit there and think, well, is he coming back or not? And I'm sitting there thinking this is bad news. Anyway, I checked my email thinking, well, there's nothing else I can do. I can log out and log back in, but I got the same message because I tried that twice. Anyway, another email arrived. No explanation whatsoever. It just said register for the meeting. And I thought, I've already registered for the meeting. So I thought, I'll just register again. And that took me into the right meeting. But there was no explanation from the guy.
No, there isn't. No,
as to what had gone on. Not like, you know, I'm ever so sorry about this. But you're thinking, for crying out loud, Zoom isn't rocket science.
Yeah, what they've probably done is logged into meeting two and sent you the wrong link. And then wonder where everyone is. That's happened at Catania meetings.
Yes, but they're not professionals at it, are they? And what I'm saying is that, you know...
Apart from me.
Well, people need to get beyond this mentality. I mean, you and I have said it for years. You know, it was once revered, like, oh, you work in IT, that's amazing, that's complicated, oh, wow. Now everybody's got a computer, it's like you're there on tap to help them out, and there's no respect. But when you see the messes that people get in, you think, yeah, not necessarily everybody should have a computer. Because they're making that much of a mess. If you're going to charge people to attend a session, you need that to work swimmingly. You do not need to be explaining that at 3 minutes past, they're going to have to send you another email. Another session I was in, I was fine. I logged in about 10 minutes early. I was there with my feet up listening to the music. And I just happened to have a page open on the forum that's associated with the course. And for some unknown reason, because I don't frequent that often, I must have been in the Q&A bit. And this question came up. And I glanced at it. And the guy said, I can't get into the session. Has anybody got a link? Now, you had to register for the session. So I've had 3 emails about it in the last 12 hours. I thought, well, did you miss all the mails? And I couldn't just send him the link out of my email because obviously it would have had my bit tagged on. So while I'm in the session, I had to click on the link and get the generic link. Then I posted it into him. And another guy had done the same. So he comes back and he said, thank you, thank you. I didn't get any emails about that. And so ensued like 20 emails or messages saying like, well, did you get a mail with it? Did you filter for that? Is it in your spam? And you're thinking, God almighty, how difficult. Why would you wait until 2 minutes before showtime to think, I haven't actually got a link for this. You know, I'd started about an hour before.
Well, people do. I mean, you know, Catania meetings. I'm sitting there, you know, it's 5 to 8 or more likely 2 minutes to 8. And you've got one of the brothers on the phone, not on mute. And you can hear him reading out the meeting ID and password to another brother. And he'll be, I mean, I used to do proper passwords with, you know, alphanumeric characters and symbols and everything, and then I thought, no, that's silly, because okay, it's more secure, but then you've got brother one telling brother two, no, it's at, you know, the at sign. No, the one on the number two key. Oh, you're using Windows. Oh, it's the one on the next to the L.
Exactly. You know, you do. I do hear that, and it's like, no, it's on the two key. It's on the two. No. You're on a Mac. It's not on the two key. Not on Windows. It's not.
It's like when somebody wants help at work and they do a screen share from Teams and give me control. If their keyboard layout is like Swedish, I'm pressing a key on my machine and it's a totally different key on their machine.
I know, and you've got people logging in on devices as well. Mm. And then it's like 3 keyboards deep. When I was putting passwords together, you know, I would put symbols in them. And I've now, I mean, 1Password works a lot better now than it did. But, you know, before 1Password was a thing on iOS, it was like, OK, so I'm going to change all these passwords so there's no weird characters in, because you have to go down 3 levels on your keyboard and navigate back up.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, the joys of training and facilitating.
Yes. It's not as easy as it looks. And that's what people don't grasp when they take it on. and make a complete mess of it.
Yeah, good luck, Renee.
I got a mail, was it from Apple, that said prices will go up. And I thought, well, that's just your excuse anyway, to do with this chip shortage. Give you an idea of how much we're talking about. Do you remember when I unboxed a drive? It was a Seagate 14 terabyte desktop drive I intended to use for backup. I think I paid £154. So I am literally running out of disk space at an alarming rate, hence the seven drives on my desk. So I thought, right, what I'll do is I'll go check the prices of these drives, see if they're any better than they were. And this drive that was £154 is now offers starting at £499. I mean, that's just gouging, isn't it? But, you know, if you need disk space. Oh, so I'll probably be using Dropbox for some stuff and S3, which is most unfortunate. But, you know, got to be done. Got to be done. Isn't International Hug Day Monday? Monday the 17th of May?
I think it is.
I think it is. It won't be happening. Oh, I'll hug you, Mike, but that'll be it.
Oh.
Oh, Dee ordered a MacBook a week ago. Still hasn't got an estimated delivery date. They actually have the iPad Pro that Deb has ordered and I have ordered. And it says from, I think it was the 21st of May or the 27th of May, something like that. But when you actually go to it, and I thought, because, you know, nothing to stop me ordering another one, is there? See which gets here first. But you should see the price on it, and they're not guaranteeing a date. And you're thinking, well, why would I order from you then? But they're pushing it. Hello, Paul. How's the weather doing down there? Aren't you heading into winter? Because it's getting alarmingly warm here. I'm not enjoying it. I've got a fan on. Oh, so this is... Renee has been asked to moderate an MS Teams meeting. Said in the Pippi Longstocking ways of thinking, I said, I never did it. I don't think I can do it. You probably could. Trust me, Renee, the bar is quite low in terms of competence. Have a play with it first and you'll be fine. You do Teams, don't you?
I use Teams.
I was interested in a mail I got the other day about Teams that said they've integrated PowerPoint into it. And I thought it's about time we had a look at this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's not much in the way of integration in Zoom. And that's another thing. I was at a session last night and somebody had some slides. And I thought, great. A lot of the slides had been Google Slides. Let me know. What do you use? Keynote, PowerPoint or Google Slides or something else? So a lot had been Google Slides. And Google Slides worked really well for sharing on Zoom because I recommended it to you, didn't I? When you were putting the words up for the prayers. This was before Keynote had its present to a window thing. Person in question, I think it was PowerPoint they were using. And they didn't even try. They just gave up. They just totally gave up and said, well, I'll just present it, you know, like in slide view. And I'm like, well, you know, at least put it in. Take the slide sorter off. No, they actually presented it. And you needed to see their speaker's notes underneath as well so they could see them. And I was just sat there shaking my head. And bad words were probably being said at the same time. Like, could you at least try? But no, no, they can't. So you will be absolutely fine, Renee. Couldn't possibly be as bad as all the ones I've seen. Not even put together. You couldn't. Kim enjoys a good laugh when Zoom goes crazy. You have to mute because you're laughing so hard at people picking their noses or cursing at their spouses. Oh, that happened last night. It was something about painting a wall. And the thing was, you can put everybody on mute. Now, they can unmute themselves, can't they?
Yeah.
If you've put everybody on mute, they can.
They can unmute themselves, yeah.
So we got this thing about, well, I said, I told you to paint that wall, and so ensued a domestic about painting this wall. It totally threw the presenter.
We had one of those at a Cotinium meeting. We had a domestic between a husband and a wife.
Yeah, but then everyone else just went quiet and listened.
Yeah, we did.
FOMO. You have to be very careful on Zoom. No, you do, don't you? Because the space bar, if it's got focus...
Yeah.
Turns you off mute on a temporary basis. You hold this. It's like a push to talk thing, a PPT. No, yeah, PTT. PTT. Push to talk. If you then let go of the space bar, then you're on mute again. But if you're in another application, then the space bar doesn't unmute you, because obviously you might want to be typing in another application. But some people, you know, the cat walks across the keyboard, parks their foot, and they don't know that they're live. So there was this complete argument about painting this wall, and the speaker lost it completely, just lost it completely. Oh, this is why there's a thing at the moment about no Zoom Fridays, because people are stressed with it. It doesn't stress me, it just makes me laugh.
I will have a look at that link.
Which link's this one?
That Simon's posted.
Where's the link from Simon? There it is. Got it. I've got to copy it first, you see, and then paste it in. Gets uppity with its little self. Yes, that's totally it. They all look like zombies as well. And most people look like that. There's one that I go to, and it's evening here. And I believe it's quite early in the morning in Australia, about 6:30, something like that. And the guy comes in, and he looks like he has literally fallen out of bed. So the guy in Simon's picture with the glasses on, his hair looks like that. He looks like he's been plugged in the mains. And you know, he came on one week, and it was like much later. And I thought, who's he? And then I realised from the name that it was the same guy with the hair, but he'd combed it, and I'd never seen him with combed hair. Totally different guy.
So would you do a seance, Dee? These asked if any of us would be too scared to do a seance.
I don't think I would do one. I think I'm not that much of a skeptic, you know. I'm not saying I'm a believer, because I'm not really, but you never know. You never know what skeletons might be rattled in a closet. So no, I think I'd leave it alone. Leave it be. Oh, Simon's done it and it was hilarious. In that case, I might be tempted. But do you know why, Mike? Wouldn't want to rattle my mother. Oh, good grief, no. Oh. It's amazing what you can do here. Also, remember one guy who was using his iPad and obviously using the Zoom session as an opportunity to get in his 3,000 steps, who's constantly walking between the sitting room and the garden, and it was very distracting. I got put into a breakout room with... it turned out to be a guy from up the road. He was about 18, 20 miles away. And another guy, and this other guy had a coat on, a big, thick, heavy coat. And he was walking, but it looked like he was inside. And I thought, is that guy inside or outside? And I thought, well, with that coat, surely he's outside. And I thought he must be walking somewhere. Anyway, he wasn't particularly like walking as in moving forward at all. So the background wasn't changing. I thought, he must be on a treadmill. But I couldn't fathom the coat if he was on a treadmill. Anyway, the other guy that was in the room with me actually said to him, you know, are you on a treadmill? And he said, yeah, I'm doing my steps for the day. And he turned the camera around, and there was the treadmill. It's like, what on earth? But he was it wasn't the fact he was on the treadmill that threw me. It was the fact he was on the treadmill in this coat that threw me. Why you're indoors? Why are you wearing a coat like that? But I guess wherever he was, it could have been really, really, really cold. But surely not in a gym. Oh, dear me, no. Oh, but that is so funny, Anthony. It's true, though, isn't it? You're sitting there, and whatever you should be looking at, if something catches your eye, that's your focus. And you can't tear yourself away. Now, Paul likes the spacebar shortcut. You usually stay on mute unless needing to speak. Never thought about the implications. I think you really do have to check. You just have to know your own equipment. A safer way of doing it, which is like a double jeopardy, is you can get applications that mute your microphone. There is one that ships with the Parallels tools, which is called Mute Microphone. And there's also another one, Toggle Mute. And you can toggle mute on and off. Now, mute might be the speakers. So what we're talking about is the microphone. But with Mute Microphone... Microphone. Right. It says microphone muted, microphone unmuted. So with the microphone muted, obviously, microphone is then muted. That way you've got a visual of it. Didn't Jonathan get an app? Was it? And then it came on setup and he was peeved. Let's try.
No, it's built into parallels, isn't it?
It is, but Jonathan's had one advantage, I think. Oh, setup's one word, not two, isn't it? Let's see if it's on there. Nope, that's headphones. Is it no notify? There's so many things on setup now. Not necessarily all doing what you want. Silence. No, that's volume. That's volume silence. But there was one that Jonathan got. And then I think afterwards it joined setup. But it mutes your microphone and it's right in front of you. So you have a much bigger control on it. And you can instantly see whether you're muted or not. But I do love it what people get up to. Really do. Right. I'm always on mute unless I'm actually speaking. I wouldn't leave that open because, you know, you never know when Lola's going to go crazy or Mike's going to rush in. So I just always put it on mute. Plus the fact, you know, like when you become so blasé about attending online meetings, you're muttering to yourself. You are muttering bad words. You don't particularly want those shared. So no, sometimes when I join a meeting, the best way to join a meeting, if you're setting up the meeting, is make people muted and not on video when they join. And give them the choice, because there's nothing worse. I find it very rude when somebody sets up a session and I join the session and the camera's on automatically. Now, Zoom have started giving you an option where the video's on, but you get a chance to turn it off before you join, which I always do. Oh, talking of which, the other night I was in this session and this woman wasn't that good. But I thought, you know, I've started, I might as well finish. And it's amazing how people interact far more with people who are on video. Now, I'm not. My avatar is on there instead. So towards the end, as people were dropping off probably, my avatar must have floated into her line of vision. And she very sarcastically said, "Oh, and there's Elaine Semperfi. Thank you for your service." Really sarcastic. Now, I happen to know it is the Marines' motto, but so what? And why draw attention to it? How rude. Mm. How rude. So I didn't even bother replying. Too stupid to reply to. But I think people, there's something about Zoom. It's not like real life, is it? If I walked in and I had a badge on with my avatar on, she wouldn't have said a word. There's just something about Zoom. Kim's camera isn't on. It's taped over. So's mine, Kim. Those little black dots are fabulous. So it doesn't matter to me whether they turn the camera on or not. It does make it rather difficult when I'm on a video call with Mike, but I have got a second camera that's not even plugged in until I'm talking to Mike. So it's all sorted out. Right. Oh, Diesel reporter doing virtual interviews with some sports stars, and midway through, the cat walks across the desk. Without losing a beat in his sentence, was as casual as possible. He picks the cat up and throws it over his shoulder, never paused for a second. There was one that was a news guy. Was it a dog? No, the weather guy. Do you remember the guy doing weather from his home at the beginning of lockdown? Mm. And he's got this like golden retriever type dog.
Oh, yeah.
Who was totally fascinated and just jumped on him. Like a cat might jump from quite a distance, only this was a dog. And he couldn't get it off camera because the cameraman was outside. It was at the very beginning of lockdown. It was an absolute classic. Oh, dear me. Oh, I love that. Right, best one is where the politician's talking to some committee and suddenly a cat's tail appears. He said, "Get your tail down, Roscoe." I think I saw that one. It must be cats. The cats are just attracted to Zoom. Lola's not really. Really? Oh.
Lola's been on Zoom.
Found one that you were thinking of, DropShare. Is this sharing apps? There's Yoink.
It's a sharing app he couldn't remember.
Yoink, DropShelf, and DropZone. Let me have a look. DropOver. DropOver's another one. So DropZone's in the menu bar at the top. DropShelf is wherever you drop the thing. Yoink is in, by default, the left-hand edge of the screen, I think. And DropOver's wherever you want to drop it. I'm actually thinking, and I've had Yoink since forever, 10 years, same with DropShelf. I'm actually thinking that DropOver is actually better. So I'm testing all those out at the moment. A shelf app that also does for sharing files. Oh, that'll be Dropover. Dropover does that. Oh, there's a good question from Simon. Has the Power BI tattoo on Mike's buttocks ever made it onto one of the Zooms? No, not onto one of the Zooms. But, you know, Mike's BotBot has, of course, had the ignominy of a MacBytes poster. In fact, if you were to search Google for Mike's BotBot, I do think we come up reasonably high. not in Bing, we don't. Oh, that's not on. Let's go find it. Mike's BotBot. I don't think it was show 69, but you know what? It really should have been. It really should have been. How are we going to get your BotBot into one of the posters in the future, Mike? MacBytes Siri's been on the front of a poster as well. Oh, and a cat. Blofeld's cat also made it. In fact, we have more than one cat. We're kidnapping Craig's cat as well. And dogs. We had Gone to the Dogs, 79. It was 94. There it was. Mike's BotBot in 94. What I should do with that, Simon, now you've given me the idea, is put the Power BI tattoo on it. Then we'd know it was Mike, wouldn't we? Oh. Did you all see the video of the guy being interviewed about North Korea and his kids come barging in and then his wife comes in to grab them? Oh, I did. And that kicked it off, big style. Because so many people just automatically thought that because he was an expert about Asia and that he lived out there, that the woman who came in was the nanny. No one instantly twigged. I mean, she was a lot younger than he was for a start. But no one instantly thought, oh, that's the wife. Everybody on Twitter was like, oh, and then the nanny came in. And it turned out it was his wife. Don't think he ever lived that down. And over here, we've got on a Labour politician. His name is Ashworth, something Ashworth. You find the Labour politician, Ashworth. He's a front bench spokesman on something. And it was, again, in COVID times. He was at home in his kitchen.
Jonathan Ashworth.
Just Jonathan Ashworth. And I think at one point he was in his kitchen, at another point he was in his office. But in the kitchen, the kids would not leave him alone. She kept coming over trying to show him something and he said, yes, you know, I'll get back to you in a minute, just a minute, just a minute. And it happened that often in the end. The woman on the TV was trying to shut him up. You know, we'll come back to you. And he's like, no, no, it's fine. And then as soon as he started talking again, the daughter started. And in the end, he said, oh, God, I'm going to go viral, aren't I? But that's happened to him more than once. And I thought, well, yeah, you know what? Get your kids in order. I mean, when my mum and dad were on, even on a phone call, there was no video calls or something. I was taught from a young age, 3 or 4, you know, if daddy's on the phone, you be quiet. If you can't teach a child that at 7 or 8, that daddy's on the TV, then there's something wrong with your parenting. Nothing wrong with the kid, it's your fault. Teach the child that when you're on that, you don't bother them. And he's been caught now, I think, about 3 times. And I just laugh every time I see him. Because I think, you know, you're still not teaching him, are you? You're not doing any better. And I see Tracy would be an expert because Tracy's got a cat. I've not got a cat. But Tracy says cats can't stand you speaking to anyone else when you could be speaking to them.
Samoids are like that.
Yep. So I say that. That's a very Samoid thing, that. Oh dear.
She's asleep now.
Yeah, she is asleep now. She's quite happy now. Quite happy. I will have a look at that one. That one with the expert for Asia Pac is used by Microsoft. I assume they've paid him. But it's used by Microsoft to promote the blur the background option in Skype and Teams now. So yeah, he really did go viral with that one. Who remembers that other one at the beginning of COVID? It was Zoom. And a girl. It was a big meeting. Jennifer. Who remembers Jennifer?
The one that went to the toilet.
The one that went to the toilet. Yeah. Absolute classic. And you know, I think it's really mean of whoever sent that. Jennifer Miles. That took a screenshot of it and then, you know, sent it out viral because that was obviously her name. She was on that session. I don't think she ever came out and said, you know, no, it was me. But she actually put the phone down so she could see what was going on. But the funniest thing is the picture and other people. There's one, what's that name there? KZ? K Kelsey, something like that, who's got a head on a forehead. There's another one, Abby, looking really dicey. There's Zachariah at the top with his mouth hanging open. And there's one in the car covering her mouth up. I mean, everybody knew, but, you know, I don't think I could have taken a screenshot and made it public, and certainly not with her name on it. But, yeah, that's... It's not good. It's not good. When Tracy lies down on the sofa and tries to look at the iPad, Potty Puss always saunters over and sits between your face and the screen. Give a little bit of attention to me, the cat is singing, Tracy. One of Kim's girlfriends, when we were talking on the phone and her kids would interrupt, she would calmly say, "Are you bleeding?" And they would say no, and she'd say, "Well..." She would say, "Well, then it can wait." It would make you laugh every time. Kids need to be told. They do. You need boundaries. But these days, it just seems like parents, particularly, you know, the younger the child is, the worse they are. The world revolves around the child. And children do need to know that, you know what? Not everything does revolve around you. I'm busy. We had another session late last night. It was a midnight session. So by this point, it was probably about 1:30 in the morning here and about 5:30 where she was. I think she's up near Seattle somewhere. Not actually in Seattle, a little bit more inland than Seattle, but up near Seattle. And her kid came in and wanted feeding. And she said, "You're not helpless." Oh, kids are a scream. They really are. Good times when you only had conference calls. Yeah, it's a long time ago now, isn't it? Remember the glorious days before Zoom. You think the person on Zoom that's the subject of the joke should be the only one that posts it. I totally agree, Paul. That was appalling. Whoever let that out, that was appalling. Because she is actually on the toilet, which, you know, gave many people a huge laugh. It was the day after we went into national lockdown. So it was the 24th of March last year. People hadn't quite grasped Zoom, and whoever took that, and I don't think anybody did ever come out and say it was me, because it's bad news, that. You know, to you and I, it's a giggle, but to her, she probably still gets, "Oh, Jennifer Miles, it wasn't you, was it?" And it could well have been. Oh, dear, oh, dear. How are we halfway through the week?
I don't know.
No, to me, it's still Monday morning, or it just feels like it. That's because last week we had a holiday and enjoyed that. And June's going to be just as busy as May's proving to be. But, you know, I must take these things one day at a time. So for the moment, we're going to head off and actually have 5 minutes peace together. Why would you go to the toilet with your camera on your device? Well, probably what you see on your device and what other people see on their device, Kim, is two different things. So she was probably focused on the speaker, but everybody else who was in wall of video view was seeing her, and she probably didn't realize that her camera was on. I wouldn't have thought so anyway.
The theme will be posted in WhatsApp very shortly
when we've finally decided what it is, because we've got two outstanding, so we'll go sort that and await the theme. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me
and good night from me,
and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.